חלק הבא של עצמנו על ישור is going through a survey of different characters that operate inside a person and cause us to do what we do. They clash with each other. So we spoke about so far three nekudas. The first nekuda we spoke about is the relationship between the guf and the neshama. The neshama has no power, but it has vision, it has chokhmah, it has emes. It has a sense of tachlis. The guf has blind powers, but they're blind. And if they're not directed in the right place, they can end up all types of places. The shleimus ha'adam is when the neshama's vision and the neshama's direction and the neshama's tachlis harnesses the curses of the guf to do what the neshama knows is richtig and take it to the right place. Second nekuda we spoke about was the midas. There's a long list of midas which operate inside a person. He brings a list of them over here on Aleph Kuf Mem Vav. Emunah, Maimik, Oyev Chesed, Savlonus, Istapkus, Vatrin, Kpeita, Kalos Reish, Avas Achila, Kas, Taiva, Shiflos, Achzorius, Aslos, and it goes on more than that. He brings that over here on page Kuf Mem Zayin that Chaim Vital speaks about that a person is composed of four yisaitas, four elements, Eish, is Kas, which includes Kpeda, Redivas Kovet, Sinna, Ruach, is Sikha Betela, Hanifa, Sheker, Lashon Hara, Yisayda Ofer, is Atzlos, Depression, Atzlos, Yirsh, Mayim, is Tanugim, Momen, Noshim, Kinna. It's a long list of Midas which operate inside of us. And we spoke about how a person can use his Seichel to control the Midas, and that's the Tafkid of a person's Betzim coming into the world. In other words, in a general sense, the Guf meets up with the Neshama has vision, and the Guf has Kerchas. In a Pratyasdik way, the meeting places between the Kerchas of the Midas, which have all these drives that we just said, which are blind, and it's the Seichel's job to give meaning to them and use them in the appropriate place. Last week, we saw Moritik Rabbi Rucham on Omer Kuf Mem Hei. Rabbi Rucham learned out from the Brachos of Yankiv Avinu, Isha Shekir Bruchosa Berach Oysam. Rabbi Rucham said a whole mimer that Isha Shekir Bruchosa Berach Oysam, and Rashi over there says a funny lashon, Bracha Ha'asidah Lover Kol Echad Ve'Echad, the Bracha that he's supposed to get. What's Bracha he's supposed to get? You give me the Bracha now. The Teretz is, and that's why Yankov in his brachas, he gave each one of the shvatim a different bracha. He should have all given them a generic bracha. The answer is that the bracha of Yankov Inu had two parts to it. One part of it was pointing out to each one of the shiftei ka what their nekuda was, what their strong point was, and perhaps what their weak point was, depending on each one, and then giving a bracha that they should max out and use their potential to the best. So first of all, the chitzenius of this Rabbi Rucham is that the bracha can't change anything. That's what Rabbi Rucham was very busy with. The bracha can't change the mitzias. That's why by Ephraim, Yankovinu said, Ephraim is bigger than Menashe, like we spoke last week on that. But what's behind this Rabbi Rucham is the fact that Yankovinu spoke out to the Shiftei Ka, that each one has a separate maila, each one has a separate yichudius, each one has a separate midah. And what that means is, and we said last week, that when Yankov Avinu is giving out the brachos, this is the establishment of Klai Yisrael. This is the beginning of Klai Yisrael. And what that means is that Yankov Avinu is saying that you don't all have the same midas, you don't all have the same strengths, you don't all have the same weaknesses. Ephraim is not Menashe, Menashe is not Ephraim, Reuven is not Shimon, Shimon is not Yehuda. So why was he doing this? He was providing them with a service. He was providing with a service and saying, this is your strong point, this is your midah, and Memela, this is the Eker Zach I want to speak about, this is your Tafkid. About this is your nekuda, and this is your strong point, and this is your weak point. Your tafkid in the world is to use the strong point that the Abish gave you and use it to fight your weaknesses. Whatever your strong point is. Shita Murti Gazach. From the broad spectrum of Yankov Inu's bracha, we see that every person has different characteristics, different midas, and a different avodah. And his bracha to each one of them was a specific bracha of this is your midah, this is your characteristic, this is your kechah, this is your challenge. Make the most out of it. Rabbi Rucham Tainis and the Ali Shur is tining that if you don't have a clarity in what your kechahs are, what your strengths are, what your weaknesses are, what the dominant forces inside of you, there's no way you can be misakin yourself. There's no way you can misakin yourself. Now most of the world today is busy copycatting everybody else. Who are copycatting everybody else, who are copycatting everybody else. It's a copy of a copy. You ever see how you photostat something and you photostat again, how it looks the fifth time? Shvachamaisis. The whole thing is one big copy thing. And the idea that a person sits down and says, what are my kechas, what are my ikar midas? Not everyone in this room has the same strength, not everyone has the same weaknesses. The Gemara says in Nida Dafta Zayin of Aveis, that every tipa that the Eibishter creates before a person is born, the Eibishter decides, are you a chacham, are you a tipish, are you a gib, or are you a chalash? There are people who are chachamim, there are people who are tipshim. It doesn't mean they have no hope. It means they have to work with what they have. There are people who are giburim, there are people who are chaloshim. It's for Shagamara. Your Shemaim is up to you. But chachma and tipshos, not everyone's born with the same level of IQ, not everyone's born with the same level of strength, physical strength, emotional strength. Everyone's different. A person who doesn't recognize that, first of all, he is miyuchid, A, and B, find out what that miyuchidkeit is. There's no way he can ever come to a tikkun. There's no way he can ever come to a shlemus. And that's the big chesed that Yankov Avinu did for the Shiftei Kar right before his patira. Since we live particularly today in a world which is one big cholent and one big mishmash of everybody being everything and everybody sharing everything with everybody all the time, I said three things. So memela, the sense of zich, the sense of being miyuchid and the ability to look into yourself. Now, Alishu says later on, why don't people want to look into themselves, by the way? Because they're scared what they're going to find. So they'd rather look at other people. And they copy, go, oh, that guy did a zazach, I'm going to have mantra. Maybe it's not good for you, maybe it's not what you need, maybe it doesn't fit your midah. Maybe you don't need to work on that because your likud is atzlos and his midah is taiva. So he has to work on taiva and you have to work on atzlos. And he has to work on, another guy has to work on bitochen, and a fourth guy has to work on kaas, and a fifth guy has to work on gaiva. And a person has to be able to, remember, a person who's a Baal Musa, somebody's Ben Aliyah, you catch him in the middle of his sleeping, you wake him up and say, what's your nekuda? Gaiva, kaas, and what's your strength, by the way? Is your strength asmoda? Is your strength amuna? He has all this over here. Are you maimik? Are you a deep guy? Are you a meidala emes? Do you have savlonis? What's your strength? What's your weakness? Now, many bachurim ask me every time, I speak about this every year, how long does it take? So it's a typical question, and they hope somewhere between 45 minutes and an hour. So it just shows, by the way, that nobody's ever done this. I would give a conservative estimate, 10 years. So you say 10 years. In 10 years, I'm not even remember that this is a Sefer called Ali Shor, unless Arshkul comes out with something in English by then. But other than that, how am I supposed to remember? In 10 years, Zabacha says 10 years. First of all, I don't have patience to work on anything more than 10 minutes. That's Aleph. Maybe 10 days, maybe 10 weeks, with a Hanukkah break in between. But 10 years? And first of all, Chal, the person says to themselves, you think in 10 years I'm going to care about fixing my midas? Just a cup. No, it's Thursday nights, and there's nothing better to do. So we come to talk about midas a little bit. It's nice, and we scratch the surface a little bit. And maybe one day, okay, it's something to talk about. If hopefully Elvin will say a good joke this week, make some latzanis, so then it'll be worth hearing about the torture of hearing about midas in return for the joke. So I repeat again, it's 10 years. 10 years, you stay in touch with yourself, and you learn Musar, and you're ma'ayin in yourself. What is my nekuda yichudis, and where are my strengths, and where are my weaknesses, and then to work with them. Then a person can get to the harmony and the shlemus that we spoke about in Elul, which is described by the Pasuk in Kehelas, Asmach Bochum B'yal Duzacha, of getting to the Darga of Simcha Mitoch Torah. I want to say over a Mishnah in Sanhedrin, which I say over every year when we learn this, because it's a Mishnah in Sanhedrin who says this Yisoid in a shocking way. But the Mishnah Sanhedrin also speaks out another major nafkamina of this raid. The Mishnah Sanhedrin says as follows. The bottom of Lamed Zayin Amar Aleph. Ulahagid gedulasa shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. To tell you the greatness of the Eibishter. What's the greatness of the Eibishter? Vos ken shein zayin. Says the Mishnah Sanhedrin of Lamed Zayin as a Sh'adam tevea kama mateus. When a person mints coins. The choysam echad kulam doim zel zeh. When a person mints coins, he has a choysam. He has a stamp. And he mints coins. All the coins come out exactly identical. Right? If you go to the mint in Washington where they mint quarters, so there's metal, right? That's the choymer, that's the material. And then, like the Gemara says in Azov, in Bobetzia, you stamp the tzura on it. What's the tzura? They stamp a tzura, whoever they stamp the tzura on. Leala Das, that in the Mint in Washington is going to be a quarter that's going to come out of the picture of Vaisenshuva Fairbase. I don't know. But it can't be. They all come out the same. The Ebisha stamped every person with the stamp of Adam Arishan. And nobody's doimed to each other. I want to say something very, very deep here. In my opinion, it's life changing. The Mishnah over here compares a human being to a coin. But I want to say deeper. The Mishnah over here is coming to say that every human being is unique. How does the Mishnah express the fact that every human being is unique? By saying that every human being is a matbea, is a coin, and you're a unique coin, you're a mint edition, you're a one, what's it called, the one coin? One, only one, whatever it is. Right, imagine, to come out a quarter with a picture of Reisish, I don't say a base measure, yeah? Maybe Yavin. Is the pshat is that's it's priceless, by the way, because it's a one-time edition. There's only one in the world, right? But it's interesting when the Mishnah is coming to say that every human being is different from another human being. Why is it a vekishtelt in an ifen of coins? All the coins in the world are diamond, and the coin called a human being is. I'll explain what it means. Very tifazach. The Gemara says in Hazal and Bavitzia, a coin has two parts to it. It has the chomer, the material, and the tzura, which is the stamp. The stamp itself is not material. The stamp is what goes on to the coin. Otherwise, it's not have a what do you call it? It's not a simondic, it's not a piece of metal. So you have the chomer, and the stamp gives the tzura on it. A human being is called a coin because a human being is chomer, which is the material, Adam Yisoyte Me'afar, and then there's a stamp, which is the neshama. And the neshama is what, so it means like this, before the neshama, it's all a pile of mud. And then HaKadosh Baruch Hu stamps you with the stamp of Adam Rishon, which means a spark from Adam Rishon's neshama, ki yadua. And we have a coin over here. So a human being is called a coin because a human being is a combination of material and what's called spiritual value, which is the tachlis, which is the tzura of the zach. So you have a quarter, you have a medal, and then you have a stamp on it. A human being is called a now what's the tifkeit? Okay, bavaiter. So why is the yichudius of an Adam expressed after in a coin? Because the Yichudios is in your combination of your neshama and your gof. So a coin represents the combination of neshama and gof of ruchnius and gashmius. The stamp is the ruchnius, the material is the gashmius. The miyuchidkeit of a human being is in the shutfus of the gof and the neshama in you. Every person has a different shutfus. Every person has a different surah of what the neshama, the spark of other rishon. So it's a chesamash other rishon. Every person has a neshama and every person stamps. But every one of them, of the coins, of this unique combination of guf and neshama, of chomer and tzura, of material and tachlis, come out differently. So that's the godless of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That if you make coins in the world, all the coins come out the same. It's one stamp. And here you have one stamp of Adam Rishon, and all the coins come out different. The coins meaning us. So far so good. Lefichach, now that you know this incredible idea, that every person is different. Therefore, every person is chayav, the whole world was created to me. What's the whole world created for me? Because the word is, I'm a unique event. So you can't say that the world was created for him and for him. I'm different than him, he has him. For me, it's like Rashi, I'm already like Rashi. Ani choshev ko'el amole. Bebelt, I'm a separate entity. I'm different than yet a guy. I'm a yuchid from the guy. So first of all, I'm an entire world. Lo yitored es atzim min ha'olam ba'avera achas. If I'm such a unique zach, if I'm an entire world that ever was and ever will be, I'm a one-time addition. I'm not going to do a chet and ruin. Hello, there's only one left. Imagine the guy goes, they tell you that in Africa there's one zebra left. Dilets the zebra. Right? So that's the zebra's left, one zebra's left. So they're protected and they build all types of things around it and they have helicopters watching it and all types of crisis, checking and feeding it and making sure it intravenous, they shouldn't have some dehydrate and they give it three nutritious meals a day like Yachikala people. They get the best of the best. And that's the zebra, yeah? They take care of him and they watch him and they monitor him and they have people sitting watching the screens all day. Say, the last zebra. And then Lazy Abu dies and says, international day of mourning. The Lazy Abu says, right? That I don't understand for some reason. And when a Yid dies, so the Elam says, there's a traffic jam, there's the Halavaya, move on. What do you mean? That's the last zebra that existed. You're the only one. Le'etori es atzim min ha'olam. Choshev ani ka'olam mole. When I got to Velt. And the nafkamina is, so how can you do an Aveira? You know how miyochid you are? You're the only thing that exists. We are so far from this. We are so deep in the cholent of a lack of sense of identity. And this is called lahagid gdulosa yishol HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This is the greatness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That the Eibishter created, everyone is a mint addition that never existed before. And that's your intrinsic chashivos. And that's your intrinsic mashmoyas. And that's your intrinsic avoida. And that's your intrinsic yerushimayim, because my chet is going to make charev the last zebra that ever existed. That's called chashivos. That's called miyuchid. That's called you're something. Now, once a person is clean of what this Mishnah says, so then, you can have it avoided, then you can start to work. I'm a unique addition. I never existed before. There never was a Zach like me before. This unique combination of Guf and Neshama is what? Vein Echot, Men Doimel, Lechaveiro. It was said on all of humanity. There was nobody left. There's nobody like me. Okay, there's nobody like me. So what's my job? What was the Afarton? Who am I? What am I? What is different about this coin? What does it say on this coin? What's the job of this coin? It's a one-time addition. There never was a Zazach. There never will be a Zazach. Can you imagine if we would carry around that Chashivos? Chashivos, by the way, means something else over here. It doesn't mean the Chashivos of what we call Chashev, right? The guy's a Chashev, the guy's a Chashev, a guy. The opposite of what we mean when we say guy's a Chashev, a guy. The real Chashivos of a person is that he's a unique addition to everything. That's what gives chashivos. Everything else is baloney. Everything else is cutaneous. Everything is superficial. Everything else is outside factors. The real chashivos is the fact that Einan Doimah, the Eibishter created you. By the way, it's a mabul tegazach. If you look in the Bria, in the physical world, well, every person has a different DNA. Every person. Every person who ever existed in the Bria has a different DNA. It's a mabul tegazach. Why? You know what it is that the Eibishter has to turn out? These endless coils of DNA for every guy in China, okay, and everyone in Tanzania. What for? Right, they're anyway making toys for Hanukkah presents for Yiddish Kinder and the assembly lines over there. What's there? They all have to have a separate DNA, and they all have separate eyes. If you go up in the airports, if you pay $180, you can cut the lines. Looking into those machines, and the machine tells you your name by just looking into your eyes. A mafal digazach. You should try it if you have $180 spare. Yeah, you don't have to wait online. Yeah, it's a mafal digazach. Every person's eyes are different. Why? What's the problem? And also, strange zach and fingerprints. Every fingerprint that ever existed in the Bria, billions and billions and billions of people, Terach had a different fingerprint than Avram. Why? Because in a Daimazulus, that's just a physical thing. That's just a physical articulation of the pnimius that can be yuchatkeit. So how could a person go through life and just copycat what everybody else does? How could a person go through life and just not pay attention to who he is? So it's all the way, by the way. Again, I end every week by saying you have to come to Musa Seder. Because if you don't come to Musa Seder, how are you ever going to find out what's on your coin? And what is your coin? Are you an Atzilus guy? Are you a Hanifa guy? Are you a Sheker guy? Are you a Kpeda guy? Are you a Chemdas Mama guy? Are you an Atzilus guy? Or worse than that, are you a Yish guy? Is that your weak point? For some people, it's a strong point. What are you? Who are you? What type of coin are you? And a person who doesn't recognize this fundamental chashivas of a person that's etched in the Bria, the DNA of the Bria, why they used to do it? It's coming to send us a clear message. Do your own work. Find out who you are. Find out what your nekudas are. Now, we don't have Yankov Avinu to do it. We don't have Yankov Avinu. He did it once in history. He set out the guidelines that every person has a chiyuv. A person has a chiyuv to find out what his matbeya is, and what's miyuchid about you, and what's tikkun, and what's going to be your ticket to Elam Haba. The Gemara says it either. Whether you're a tippish or a chacham, you can't fix, by the way. Sorry to tell the Elam. So Gemara, you can upgrade it a little bit. But fundamentally, what you are, that's what you work with, and that's your tikkun. Everyone's trying to be somebody else. Everybody wants to be somebody else. Everybody wants to be a collection of all the mindless of everybody they know about them. Everybody wants to be a chacham and an usher and a gibor. And everybody wants to be everybody else. The weaknesses of everybody else nobody wants. And everyone's trying to be everybody. Shaitan says, it's not going to go. Just get nished. Ain't a doim zulazu. And Shaitan word exact. That's the godless of the Ebishtah. Yeah, I said, that's the godless of the Ebishtah. That the Ebishtah is able to create this matbeah, which is us.